Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Great to be with you every Saturday on Lifestyle. If you ever want to know more about me, check my website out, lifestylewithpattymack.com. If you want a podcast, go to the CFAX website and you can find all our shows right there. I'm really excited about our first author today. He's Jeffrey Hazlett. He's a primetime TV and radio host, keynote speaker, best-selling author, global business celebrity. His latest book is Think Big, Act Bigger, The Rewards of Being Relentless. And it's a great read. And I know there's lots of books out there on business, but this one really cuts through it. And I think one of the greater notes on it is about giving back. So really, you know, whatever you do in life kind of comes full circle to being a good person. There's a chapter about Mr. Clean, not Johnny Vegas, and we'll talk more about that with Jeffrey. But first of all, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're so welcome. It's wonderful to have you on. Your book is a great read. And I think for anybody who wants to be an entrepreneur, you know, I suppose, first of all, not everybody is meant to be one. How did you get into this business?
You know, it's just kind of a thing that came natural for me. I bought and sold over 250 businesses in my career, and you know, been a Fortune 100 officer. But, you know, early on, I, you know, started my own lawn mowing business. I sold newspapers. I did everything you could to, you know, for money at one point in my career or another in terms of, you know, getting started with all the business you'd think. And it just was always something I liked to do, you know, play. I guess maybe it even started with playing the game Monopoly. And I always used to like to win that.
So, you know, yeah. Maybe we're from the same era, Jeffrey, because I remember my brother, we used to play, like, have a game set up and have it, like, go for days, right? And, you know, it was such a fun thing, right, just to play and get Park Place.
Oh, yeah, Park Place, Boardwalk, and, yeah. And I think those have been replaced now with newer names. But
oh, my goodness.
But, you know, I know, we're starting to date ourselves, but I believe they've actually replaced those names at this point with new names.
Wow.
You know, you mentioned something about the book being for people with business. I'm starting to get a lot of feedback because we've sold, and since we've launched the book in the last couple of weeks, it's already gone to its second printing, we've sold like 250,000 books, and, you know, 250,000 books, 250,000 books already sold, but a lot of folks are telling us not just for business, it's kind of a personal mantra book as well. A lot of people are seeing it, you know, really balance their personal lives, and that it's as much, and I kind of wrote it that way a little bit, although I'm always writing about business, but I always say, you know, in business or personal, I don't see the difference sometimes
in
the way you need to be operating.
Absolutely right, Jeffrey, because in reading it, you know, no matter what you're doing, whether you're doing this radio show or in real estate or whatever your business, it's kind of about how to be the person you want to be as well, not in life. You talk about you don't want to have rent pallbearers for your funeral. You know, I love that because, you know, it's being a tycoon.
You know, I say, you know, you can be the Donald Trump if that's what you want to be as well. But, you know, even take Donald Trump's bravado aside, and he's a friend of mine, he is still the same person you always see, and that's the person you see. So, you know, get past the election stuff, and you guys have got all kinds of stuff going on with elections up in Canada right now. But
yours is more interesting, though.
Well, I don't know. There's been a lot of stuff you've had in the last week. It's been kind of fun to watch, you know. But, you know, really, that's the reason I wrote it. I said, think big, act bigger. Because here's the thing. If you want to spend more time with your family, what's stopping you? No one's holding a gun to your head. No one's saying you can't do it. You know, if you want to go and get ahead in your job, no one's saying you can't. Go do it. And it's always that act bigger part that's the tough. And I said the subtitle of the book is called The Rewards of Being Relentless because, you know, it's not the lucky who win. It's not the lucky who reap all the rewards. You know, they get it every once in a while. Trust me, someone wins the lottery. But I'm really talking about hard work. And it's called hard work because it's hard.
Right.
And it's not supposed to be easy.
So for people that, and maybe some of the new generation that think, you know, you get, want to have everything today. That's not usually how life works. That everything you see is not an overnight success. It took a lot of determination, whether it's you starting with your paper route or cutting lawns. It's a mindset that goes with it.
Well, and with that, Patty, as you well know, you got to make choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big part of what I talk about in the book as well, is making the choices. That, you know, no matter what you have to do, you know, there's only so much you can do in a day, so you've got to give up something. So, even if, like when you were a young teenager and you want to go out and start a business, well, that means you can't go out and play with your friends. You can't go out and date. You've got to work. And those are choices you have to learn. And in business, every day, I'm confronted as a business owner as a CEO of a company, whether it's a Fortune 100 company or a small business, there's no difference between the two, by the way, other than the numbers of zeros. It's the same kinds of decisions that you have to make in the business. And I've got to make choices throughout the day. And this is about acting bigger. Again, think big. You know, and a lot of people like to dream about the things they want to do. Well, I found out just start doing it and the dreams catch up to you.
Right. And what you say is also focus on the right squirrels. Explain that.
Yeah, well, and kill some squirrels. Now, I don't want your people to get mad at me, you know, that I'm saying kill animals. But there's this great movie called Up, and it's an animated movie that had this Ed Asner voice character, old man with a young boy who was a scout, and they take this inadvertent trip to Paradise Falls. And when they're at Paradise Falls, they run into Doug the talking dog. And Doug comes up to them, and he says, and you can hear him, and he says, "Hi, I'm Doug the talking dog. You can hear me. My master's giving me a collar, which allows you to hear my voice." And then he looks away and he goes, "Squirrel." And, you know, in our business, in our lives, and I'm sure probably even in this interview, I'll have squirrel moments. And everyone will have squirrel moments where we're doing something, we're focused on something, and then we get distracted by some squirrel. And what we have to do is eliminate those. And I talk about in the book, killing the squirrels. Because if you can kill those squirrels, you can get back to focusing on the things that mean the most for you and the things you must get done. And that's what you have to put in front of you and eliminate all those distractions.
And a lot of us, we live in our brains and we can be hard on ourselves, and we have to own who we are and know what our end game is, you say.
Yeah. Well, you know, be who you are. Someone said, you know, I was listening to a speaker the other day, and he asked the question, is how to be genuine. And I thought, what a crazy question is that? What do you mean, be genuine? I mean, be real, I guess. You know, it's hard enough being me. Why would I want to be somebody else? You know?
That's so true. That is so true. I love that. And, you know, you are real because you're very humble, or you try to stay humble, and you say in this chapter, call me Mr. Clean, not Johnny Vegas. So when you are doing the big things you do in life and the celebrity attached to that, it's really hard sometimes not to get carried away with that, but to get focused back that we're all individuals and we can clean a toilet.
Yeah, well, a couple of things with that, because you mentioned about clean the bathrooms, because I do have a chapter about clean your own bathroom, and I'll talk about that. But it's also important to have a good support structure around you as well. You know, somebody said, Jeff, I was at a speech in Orange County here recently, and afterwards they had a Q&A session, and all these business owners were asking me questions, and there were some celebrities even in the room. And they said, Jeff, don't you hear the little voices talking to you saying you're not good enough or you can't do this? I go, no, I don't hear those voices. I stopped inviting those people to dinner a long time ago, you know. And I don't want to have people around me, and I don't want to have, even in my own head, people I can't saying I can't do things. But and having that support mechanism around you is even when I get a little too big for my britches, as they say. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm a big, bravado American kind of guy. Everything you think about loud, obnoxious American, that's me. Okay, times 10. You know, but I try to stay fairly humble about who I am and what I am, because I also realize it can go away in a moment's notice. And so I have great people like my wife, my daughter, my son, and good people, coworkers around me to understand that, you know, anybody could be doing what I do. I come from a place that most people only know on a map, in South Dakota. Yet I've bought and sold over 250 businesses, you know, $25 billion in transactions, you know, been a Fortune 100 officer, which, you know, there are more people playing sports than there are Fortune 5,000 or 1,000 officers. So, you know, I've been at a very elite place. And so it's very important to be who you are and to be that humble self.
Right.
If I may, you know, you talk about clean the bathrooms. And I clean the bathrooms in my business. And people say, did you do that at Kodak? I said, yeah, I did that at Kodak when I was a CMO at Kodak, because I wanted people to know that if I can clean the bathroom, there's no other job that you can tell me can't be done, you know? And one, I like to clean bathroom too. I mean, who doesn't, right? You know? So if I clean the bathrooms and I come by your desk and say, you know, you really got to pick this mess up. You know, you really got to do that because I'm cleaning the bathrooms, you know? So, you know, that's kind of how I look at it. And then people see me doing that job. And what it really means is in your business, and just like you've got to do in your business, you've got to get your hands dirty.
Yeah, you do.
You got to get in there
and
know what you're doing and know what other people are doing.
Right. And you have a choice every day. You know, they say, look at kids. They're always happy. And we also have that choice, whether it's to clean that desk or whatever we do, to say yes instead of no all the time.
Exactly. Well, and that's part of the reason I wrote the book. Yeah, I'm so tired of people saying why you can't do things.
Yeah.
In fact, I put like 2.5-3 pages of just excuses of things.
I love that.
Given to me. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you my favorite one, but there's so many of them, you know, like, oh, we can't activate that because the best days for activation are on Tuesday on Facebook, and today's Wednesday, so we can't do that. Give me a break. It's not in the budget, or I don't have time. Or my favorite one of all times in the book is someone actually said to me, I didn't get to it because I had to take my cat to dialysis. So that was interesting. I thought you would plan for your cat going to dialysis, by the way. I don't know, but maybe it was just an emergency.
Oh, that's great. The book is Think Big, Act Bigger. Jeffrey Hazlett is the author, and we have one to give away. Caller number 3-386-1161. Back in 2 minutes with more.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Winter is on its way. I know, I don't want to think about it either. But you know, Ford made it easy and did the thinking for me with the no extra charge winter safety package with the purchase or lease of select new models. It includes winter tires, rims, and pressure sensors. Plus, now I can purchase the new Focus for 84 months with no interest.
Get a new 2015 Focus at 0% APR purchase financing for up to 84 months. Plus, with our no extra charge winter safety package, it's easy to get into a Ford. For details, see ford.ca/incentives.
Brakes squeaking, tires need rotating, or time for an oil change? Why not take your vehicle to Midas? They offer the personal attention of a neighborhood garage and the protection and guarantees of a national chain. Midas has been serving the island for over 40 years. All 7 stores are locally owned and are still setting the standard. They're a great alternative to the new car dealer.
Appointments are accepted but not necessary. Call or drop by your local Midas shop today.
If you own a business or a building with a parking lot or other paved surface, the next 25 seconds are for you. Stormwater is the largest source of pollution to our creeks, streams, wetlands, and the ocean. You can help prevent this pollution by maintaining the catch basins on your property. Check with your local municipality to see what their bylaws require. For more information on how to inspect, clean, maintain, and service your catch basin, visit crd.bc.ca/catchbasin. The CRD, making a difference together.
If you could swim in the pool before breakfast, walk downtown in 10 minutes, and take your kayak around the harbor before cocktails, you would be living at Encore at Bayview Place, an exclusive collection of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes by Bosa Properties, with endless views of the water, mountains, and city lights. Now selling. Visit the sales center at 80 Sagali Road in Bayview Place or bosaproperties.com today.
It's Thanksgiving weekend. As you take time with your family and friends, I hope you can take a minute to talk about what's at stake in this election. Your vote will determine whether monthly childcare checks and income splitting remain part of your family's budget. Keeping these tax cuts is part of our conservative plan. There are just 9 days left in this election, and every vote matters. I'm Stephen Harper, and I'm asking for your support to protect your family's income. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Authorized by the registered agent of the Conservative Party.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. We have the author of the book Think Big, Act Bigger, Jeffrey Hazlett, here. He's everywhere. He's on TV, radio. He's a Fortune 100 CMO. Now, we're talking about the book and some tips for people today. If they haven't got the book yet, one of the chapters, don't get mad, don't get even, just get ahead and be resilient. You know, I think a lot of us get a big chip on our shoulder, whether it's from being a kid being picked on and you get into the work environment, stuff happens, and we, instead of running our own race, we look behind too many times instead of going forward.
Yeah.
What kind of tips, and how have you grown in this when you've been knocked down?
The biggest thing is realize that, you know, Patty, in most of those situations, it's never about you, is it? It's always about them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, once you come to that realization that when someone's yelling at you, they're not yelling at you, they're yelling at themselves, mm-hmm. for the most part. I mean, you really just almost want to hold a mirror up and say, do you want to look at yourself? But which would only add to the argument, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, in business, it's like we don't focus on your competition. There's an old rule of that. And you want to know what your competition, you want to know they're there, you want to know what the triggering points are and so forth. The same thing in relationships like that is don't get mad, don't get even, just get ahead. And so the key is to be able to focus on where you want to go and what you want to do. And so And then and you got to be really sure, and this is where this book, Think Big, Act Bigger, gets as much personal as it is about your business, mm-hmm. is to really have a good sense of who you are. Just like you have a good sense of who the business is mm-hmm. and what the business needs to deliver, what's its promises to its customer. And by knowing what those conditions of satisfaction are, then you don't get so caught up in that other crap that goes on.
Right. And that's what you say, knowing your end game. So knowing kind of what your business stands for?
Yeah. Well, not just what the business stands for, but what do you want to do when you're done, right? Yeah. How do you know when there's a finish line? You know, so because I think it's always important to get to certain stages in your life and certain stages in the business. So there might be a stage in which I say, look, I've done all I can do. It's time for me to go. Now, I've been a Fortune 100 CMO that we talked about before. Longest I ever stayed in any one company was 4 years. So, you know, my job has always been to go and change businesses and get them going and starting and going and then moving on, because I'm not a long-term kind of guy. I'm just not, except in my marriage. You know,
you're not a Taurus, then, because I don't like change, but change is part
of
life.
I'm a Scorpio. We like to create chaos and have lots of change. So
you sure do. And you also say know what you don't know, and you know, because I think a lot of us, you know, we may not like certain aspects and we'll let a business fail because we may be a good chef, but we shouldn't be at the front end. Like, you have to know who you are, and it's okay to admit that.
Yeah, well, and I think it's great to be a beginner. You know, to learn to be a maestro, you got to play a lot of bad notes. And mm-hmm. I've always found that being a beginner in things is kind of like the funnest part, you know? So, because that's the greatest learning, the greatest great shifts occur when you start to do that. So to stand up and declare yourself a beginner, no matter what it is, and I don't know what I don't know. So I go at it with a sense of experience of I'm going to be in a constant state of awareness, which means I'm a hunter. Now, not a lot of people, it's a little controversial to some extent, but I'm a hunter. And so I like to sit there and watch what's going on and see what's happening and so forth when I'm sitting out in the field and so forth. And I can see a lot more that's going on when I'm in my state of awareness. And so if I don't know what I don't know, I'm actually aware of more things. And that's a great thing to be in a business.
And you say in that tone, too, you can't get bigger and delude yourself and can't get bigger and dilute yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you don't want to fake yourself out. So be realistic in everything you do, right? And then know when you need help and know when you need to have other people come in. And that's a great thing to be able to learn. Know your limitations, you know. I certainly learned those in my own personal life with my wife. I mean, you know, and she's 5'1". And, you know, a little tiny thing, I'm 6'3", but I'm scared to death of her because she can look at me with one eye and, man, I'm down on the ground.
Well, speaking of that, I know your family means a lot to you and your business partners and the people that are in your companies. But how has your wife adapted? Because you say you change every 4 years, you're busy. How do you find the time to be a good husband, father, do all this stuff when our life is sort of busy, busy these days, and you sound like, you know, you're constantly doing things? How do you manage that all?
Well, you have to make priorities. So what it is, and I learned a long time ago that, you know, a great, great author, Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
I love him.
It's a great book. And in there he says you got to have four things. You got to have a balance between your business, your personal life, your family, and your spiritual life, you know. So, and if you have a balance between those four things, and whenever they get out of kilter, it's a problem. You know, we set conditions of satisfaction. My wife has certain conditions. We sit down and we talk about things. What's going to happen in the business? What's that mean? No, you need to be home during these time periods, you know. So years ago when I used to work in, you know, China, Japan, and travel all over the world, I used to come home every weekend. And that was a big commitment. You know, some days I would fly to Tokyo for a day, come back within 4 or 5 hours after the meeting. Just so I could be home and meet and make that, you know, promise that I had made to her. And those are promises, you know, those very important things, conditions of satisfaction. So, and the other, you know, like to even today now, our children are grown up. So our rule is wherever I'm at on the road for more than 3 days, she's with me. And that's our rule. And is that costly? It's very costly. It costs us a lot of money to do that. But that's one of our conditions. So you have to learn to figure out what those are and really stick to them.
And, you know, you say also reach out and touch someone, have a servant mentality. And, you know, my husband's been in the media business for years and actually has a book just came out. And it's something that he's always done and that we've instilled in our kids that, you know, you give back. That is really one of our main roles in life is to be a servant, right?
Well, I'll give you a great saying I heard here this summer. This summer I was inducted into the Speakers Hall of Fame with great luminaries like Norman Vincent Peale, Art Linkletter, Dale Carnegie and Ronald Reagan, and you know, some of the greatest, or Fred, you know, Zig Ziglar, some of the greatest orators in the world. And when someone was giving their speech, they actually mentioned, they said, he found that if you give, you get. And I thought that was awesome.
Wow.
You know, and how true is that? So in business, if I'm helping other people do business, if I'm helping other people who are below me get to a higher level, or I'm helping other people grow their business faster and just do it out of the goodness of my heart, I always found that that has come back to me. Always.
It's a funny way how that happens, isn't it? When we give, you know, it makes us feel so great, but somehow it also comes back to us, like you're saying, in beneficial ways.
Yeah, and a lot of people will want to measure it, you know, and say, well, if I do this for you, I'll do this for you. I get that, because like when I'm launching this book, for instance, I would ask people to say, hey, can you help me out by doing this? Well, would you do this for me? Well, of course I would. You know, but you don't have to ask me when I'm asking you. But by the way, that's, you know, some people get a little tacky about that stuff. But I've always found, you know, that when you just go and do it, you know, and I used to have a partner that I was involved in the business, and he would always say, well, what are you going to get out of it? Well, it always comes back. And I just say that, just relax. It comes back. And it might not be this year. It might not be next year. But somehow it comes back. You know, and guess what? Even if it doesn't, it came back, because I feel better about it.
Absolutely.
I did what I was supposed to do.
And what would you say to people who are listening today that want to start a business? Do you think you have to have a great passion for what you're doing? Some people just want to have a product. They get a franchise. They do something. What is your thought on how you choose that business?
Well, passion helps. It carries you through a lot of bad times, because you're going to have some tough times. I mean, it's called hard work because it's hard. So let's get that clear. So it's going to be hard, and you're going to have to go without paychecks sometimes. You have to go without time with the family. You're going to have to make some tough choices. But let's be clear, passion alone will not carry the business, right? You can't eat on passion. You can't pay bills with passion, okay? So, you can't put passion in your gas tank. It will help you, but it won't be enough. And so you have to be smart. So be very clear about the conditions of satisfaction for your business. What levels of profitability do you want to hit? How long do you want to put money into it? How long do you want to do it? How much time do you really want to spend from your family? What happens if it doesn't work? You want to really be grounded in those kinds of questions before you begin, all right? Check in as you go along to make sure that you're meeting those conditions of satisfaction, because if you don't, it'll eat you alive.
Okay, we got 30 seconds left. What's next for you, Jeffrey?
Hey, the biggest thing is I'm going out there and helping people in the C-suite and helping new business to think big, act bigger, and be relentless. So just keep being relentless. Check in with me. Find me, hazelnut.com, or anywhere, you know, books are sold. It'd be awesome.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Jeffrey, and I hope we get to chat again. Have a wonderful weekend. Best to you.
Good luck to you in the election.
Thank you so much. Back after the news.
Federal Election Day is October 19th. You can also vote at advance polls today through Monday. To find out where, check your voter information card or call 1-800-463-6868 or visit elections.ca. Elections Canada has all the information you need to be ready to vote.
Time is running out. The Volkswagen 10 Days to Get a Jetta event ends today. Now is the time to finance select pre-owned Jetta models at 0% for 60 months. And when you do, you'll find the best and largest selection of Volkswagen models to choose from. This offer ends today. Go now. Get your certified pre-owned Volkswagen Jetta before time runs out. Conditions apply. See your dealer or visit VW.ca for full details. Is breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. The head of the Bank of Canada says the institution helped guide the country through the oil price crash by implementing two rate cuts. Stephen Pelos is in Lima, Peru today at a meeting of the Institute of International Finance. He says the Bank of Canada adjusted its strategy in the face of dropping oil prices by lowering interest rates. A fatal crash on the Malahat back in January of this year has been deemed the result of impaired driving, but the driver involved will not be prosecuted. CFAX's Art Aronson reports.
RCMP say their investigation has determined there was alcohol involved in the single vehicle crash that took the life of 49-year-old Jack McMullen of Esquimalt. In fact, Mounties say they had recommended charges be laid against the driver, but it turns out he has since died in an unrelated incident. The suspected driver suffered a fatal drug overdose sometime after the crash. Art Aronson, CFAX 1070 News.
Lawyers for Alan Schonborn say Stephen Harper is interfering with Canada's justice system in an election advertisement. In 2010, a judge found that Schonborn was suffering psychosis and not criminally responsible when he murdered his three children at their home in Merritt in 2008. In the minute-long radio ad that played this week, the Conservative leader labels Schonborn a criminal. His lawyer, Peter Wilson, says it's wrong for Harper to use his client as political leverage, and Canada has a tradition of not treating mentally ill people the same way as other offenders. And there's been a massacre in Turkey. Two nearly simultaneous explosions targeted a Turkish peace rally by Kurdish activists and opposition supporters in Ankara. Officials say at least 86 people have been killed. Almost 190 have been wounded in what appears to be a suicide attack. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. That's CFAX News to 132.
After 10 years of Stephen Harper, it's time for a change. Caring for seniors, healthcare, the environment have all been ignored. Let's send the Conservatives packing. Let's re-elect Murray Rankin and an NDP government that will act on the big issues that really matter. Pensions, healthcare, a national drug plan. Re-elect Murray Rankin in Victoria.
Paid for by the official agent for Murray Rankin.
CFAX weather now. Periods of rain still possible until late this afternoon. It's 18 degrees currently downtown. A cloudy tonight. Overnight low down to about 9 degrees. Tomorrow shaping up to be mainly sunny with a high around 15. And Monday, rain throughout the day and a high of 14 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Your next news update is coming up at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX. It's 1:33.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
Doug, how are you, sir?
Oh, good.
Hey, were you watching CTV News Vancouver Island last night?
Yes.
Did you see the great grocery giveaway ad?
Oh, yeah.
And what was the item that I was thinking of?
Strawberry dressing.
Yeah.
On the next show, we'll talk to singer-songwriter Chantel Kravyazik, the latest on evicting boats from the gorge and a chance to win free groceries.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to be with you here this Saturday. We're talking next to our money coach, Leslie Gardner. We're going to talk about how much do I really need to retire. Whether you're young or in your retirement years, people, it's not the same as the olden days maybe where you worked till 65 and you had a plan. People are checking out earlier and maybe having a different kind of job as they go along. So you may be, in your 20s or 30s thinking you want to pack in what you're doing now and start something else when you're 40. So we're going to talk about how much you need and where you start. How are you, Leslie? There you are. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent, thanks. So, this is a great topic, and people often don't like to talk about money or the end game, but
no.
As I was saying in the intro, that can change. You have two daughters, and you know that they may not do the same thing for 40 years. They may be, retiring from one career and doing another as they go along.
Yeah, exactly. And that is a big difference from when, our parents were growing up to nowadays. Nobody stays in a job for that length of time.
No, it was all about just having a dental plan, and you were set, right?
You betcha.
And now people are much more freelancers and, doing their thing and maybe traveling more while they're younger.
Exactly. A lot more creative. Like they're starting to think outside the box. Like your last, the author there that you had on there, Jeffrey. I mean, that's awesome. With the entrepreneurs, you could almost take exactly what he's saying and put it towards like retirement. Just, think big and act bigger.
Exactly. It's sort of the same principle, right? No excuses.
Exactly.
The things he talked about apply to your money too, because that is whatever's going through your head about money or how you grew up with it. You can change these things and have a better future.
Oh, it's all in your hands. It truly is all in your hands, especially when it comes to your retirement.
So where do we start with that? And if we want to semi-retire, retire, how do we look at that calculation? Because we hear it all the time, and you may not want to really do the work, but you kind of are curious to know.
Well, okay, I've got some steps here. Step one, what does your retirement mean to you? Are you going to want to travel? Are you going to want to work part-time? What is it that you want? Because what you want might be different than the next guy, and everybody wants something different in their retirement. So that's the very first step is, how do you see your retirement playing out? When do you think you might pull the plug and become a retiree? Mm-hmm. That's your first step. What do you want?
Mm-hmm. And after you sort of figure that out, because, you know, I think sometimes people think it's something way out in the distant future. But it can happen to you, whether, you know, through job elimination that, you know, what was isn't. So you have to kind of look at that bottom line quicker than you thought.
Yeah, exactly. So once you know what you want, then the next thing you want to do is you want to know how much are you going to need. And the best way to figure that out, and there is no magic number, the best way to figure it out is look at what you're spending now and then see if there's going to be what kind of changes. So, for example, will your mortgage be paid off by the time you retire? If it's not, then we have to include that in your numbers. You're probably going to need health care, so you're going to be paying your own health care. If you're retired, your company's no longer paying it. So there's a whole bunch of different things, and you hopefully won't be still, you know, supporting your children. Hopefully you're going to be doing your own thing. So we got to look at your numbers and figure out what do you really need every year after tax dollars to live.
And I think, Leslie, people maybe kid themselves with that, because having experienced this the last few years, you know, when you don't have the health plan, insurance, all those things, and you have young adults, like, your life can be more expensive as you go along, not less. And with a lot of boomers nowadays, I know lots of people that are buying bigger houses. They may travel more, but it's not really downsizing as much as upsizing sometimes.
No, and I think that's what you have to do. You kind of have to look at what you want. In some cases, you got to look at your retirement as, okay, what do you want in the end, in your end game? Do you want to leave an estate for your family? Do you want to die broke? You know, and when we run our numbers, we always run them to age 95 because we really don't know, what you're going to live. And we don't want you to run out of money either.
Right.
So we always run our numbers to 95. But honestly, you need to know, what is it that you want to leave? Do you want to leave an estate behind, or do you want to just say to your kids, you know what, you're not getting a penny, I'm spending everything?
Well, you know, I think it is our advisor went through that, and you know, you don't think of that sort of the end game, but it really is important as you go along to know what charity, what your family, what it is that you, it means something to you. You know, I don't think for us we have this large life. I like travel. But I think far as giving back, I think you want to, for us, we want to give back in the end. But like you say, a lot of people maybe just want to spend every dime and not leave anything.
Yeah, and everybody's different. And that's why I say we need to know what is it you want. And then we got to figure out what is it that you need, like your actual numbers, not just, numbers that they're pulling out of the air, you know, a certain percentage of what you're using now. Well, let's just look at your numbers. Let's find out what it really is and you know, the nuts and bolts of it. And then after that, it's the next thing you're going to look at is, well, how are you going to pay yourself in retirement? What's your plan? Are you going to downsize? Are you going to use some of your equity in your home as part of your retirement? What have you got for pension plans? How much CPP? Are you old age security? And with the old age security, you and I, Patty, it's going to be around when you and I retire. But I'm not so sure it's going to be around when our kids retire.
Right, right.
So, you know, our kids really need to start, you know, even just setting aside a little bit for their retirement now. Just pull it out of your paycheck right off the top before if you can pull it out before it even goes in your bank account, put a little bit aside for your retirement, because if you don't save for it, who is going to pay your way when you retire?
And for kids, we can call it something fabulous like a Mexican vacation for the rest of your life or something, right?
Oh,
and then
yeah,
they'll want to do it. Back exactly. in 2 minutes with Leslie with more information about how you can have the money for your retirement.
Some people are hell on wheels. Our guy is hell on wheels.
Do I look cool in this helmet?
The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Watch CTV News Vancouver Island and listen to CFAX 1070 as Al on Wheels goes for a ride. You could win free groceries for a year. Details at CFAX1070.com. The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway from Thrifty Foods and CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. If you're looking for a big corn maze, Pendray Farms has the perfect one for you. They have a stunning corn maze celebrating Vancouver Island. Bring a flashlight and some boots. Opens Wednesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And bring your family to Daly Farms. This event is calling your kids' names. Enjoy hay rides, the pumpkin patch, a corn maze, train rides, petting farm, haunted house, face painting, some live entertainment, and more. Starts at 10 and ends at 4. And CFAX is welcoming Canadian comedy legend Mike McDonald on Tuesday, October 13th at Heckler's Bar and Grill. This is a fundraiser and benefit in support of Victoria School Age Society. We'll see you there. That has been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. Check out fairwaymarket.ca, a fresh new online service from your friends at Fairway Market.
Hi, I'm Kyle, a licensed debt professional with Abacan & Associates. Here's a story about a man named Mike. Mike had a string of bad luck with his computer repair shop. A big box store opened, sales dropped, his wife got sick, lost half her income, and they ended up $100,000 in the hole. Mike was close to losing his home, but then we helped him file a debt settlement. And now he's living life free from debt. We can help you too. Take action and go to abacan.com. That's ABAKHAN.com.
Thinking about winter driving makes you want to ignore this. Since driving on icy roads requires lots of this.
Attention!
But if you take advantage of Mitsubishi's Yokohama Winter Tire Package, you'll actually want to do this. Even when it's doing this. Because your tires will grip like this. That was Velcro. Get to know Mitsubishi with a no-charge winter tire package worth up to $1,400, including tires, wheels, installation, mounting, and balancing. You'll be ready for whatever winter throws at you. Mitsubishi. Built better. Backed better. On the purchase of select vehicles. Offer ends soon. For details, visit MitsubishiMotors.ca.
Giving you the power to be smarter than your smartphone. Tech Talk with Alan Perry. Saturday mornings at 10 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Leslie Gardner, the money coach. Leslie, if people want to know more about you and what it is you do as a money coach and how to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Well, they can find me at our website, moneycoachescanada.ca, or they can email me at leslie@moneycoachescanada.ca.
And what you say is when you eliminate worries about money, your life becomes your own, and it's so true. We're talking about retirement, how much you need. Let's talk about the mortgage, your credit card, your debt. Mm-hmm. And before we retire, how we want to work at that and what difference that will make to our retirement?
Oh, it could make an extremely problematic retirement if you've got quite a bit of debt. So if you're starting to get close to a retirement and you do have a lot of debt, get a plan. I can't stress that enough for people. Get someone to help you build a plan. And a plan isn't just about investments and, planning for your retirement. The plan is everything about your money. How can you get yourself out of debt on time so that you can retire without having to have that payment that's still going to the credit card company? So that's what I would suggest people do if they are in debt and they're starting to head towards retirement.
I think that's a really great idea, is that you talk about a plan. It's not just talking numbers, where sometimes people get kind of bamboozled with all these numbers. They want us to know, how does this all work? How do I know about CPP? How do I know how much I'm going to get from the government? Because these are things you can help people find those numbers, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's all personalized. So it's not, the generic story. It's your story. What is it that you will get from CPP? Because a lot of people think they get the maximum, but on average, you don't. So, we need to know what you are going to get so that we can work with those true numbers so that your retirement is not so much of a guessing game. It's we try to get the numbers as close as possible. And of course, life does happen to throw those curveballs. So we just try to to make plans adjustable to you know, be able to help out when those times happen.
Right. And you talk about gap management. Now, what is that?
Okay, well, that's when once you know what your retirement, what you want to do in your retirement, then you know how much money you need, then you know where your income's going to come from. Often there's that, I don't have enough. and that's the gap management. And so now we're looking at this gap and we're going, okay, how many more years have you got to work? And how are we going to be able to close that gap? Now, we may not be able to close it completely. But again, it's right like your previous call or the person that you had on, it's all about choices. So we might have to, you know, maybe not make as many trips in your retirement if we're not close to getting there. But those that are out there, sometimes I have clients coming in there and they're just in panic state because somebody's told them they need $2 million, otherwise they're not going to be able to retire. And I go, stop, just breathe. Mm-hmm. You may not need. But it depends on what you want out of life. You know, if you want to travel the world 24/7, then yeah, you're probably going to need that $2 million. But if you don't, then maybe we can make it work with what you have, and let's see how we can make you save between now and then.
Right, and there, you know, if you have a house or a lot of cars, or there are those options too. If you have a lot of money tied up in certain assets, that you could maybe downsize slightly.
Oh, absolutely. Start. I mean, how many people don't park in their garages because they're full of stuff? Right there is probably a little bit of income, I'm thinking.
We have the whole Killshaw's Auctioneers stuff in our garage.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's a hobby. So they say. Well, not actually, it's hoarding. And so, you know, if you have a house, there's also options, I guess, say if you do want to travel still, maybe you rent out rooms. Maybe you do stuff that you think, well, I don't really want to do that. But there are other ways to fill that gap. You say if the calculator is short money, what are some skill sets you may have also to maybe earn some money?
Okay, yeah, there's a couple of things. Like, I know that people that are traveling, they do house swapping. You'd have to be very, very careful about that, and you'd want to do your due diligence, but that's one way you could travel and keep the cost down. Second of all is, part-time job. Go do something fun that you've always wanted to. Like, you know, if you've worked in an office all your life, maybe you want to go work in a garden shop just to bring a little bit of extra income in. Sell things that you have around the house, that's another one. Downsizing to a smaller home or a condominium. And a lot of people think they have to own a home in the retirement. There's nothing wrong with renting. You don't have to worry about the repairs and maintenance. You just got to pay the rent. So you can always sell your home, put that money away and invest it to pay for your retirement and just rent.
Right.
So that's another
option.
Is
an option. You know, as a realtor, I often say to this move between having the big house to the apartment is often good to just sort of test the waters out to see what you want. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, because you don't know. It's all a changing game when you get to a certain stage in life as to how that looks, right? Just like when you had a family to begin with, it was all new. As you get older and your kids are leaving the home, it's all new. So you don't want to make rash decisions about your future.
Exactly. And I mean, you don't want to keep mowing the lawn. You want a nice, small, tiny lawn, if nothing at all, after you've, you know, been mowing the lawn for years. It's, you know, sometimes downsizing is a good thing, not something that you think or have to be afraid of
right.
at all.
And another thing, too, is a lot of people, you know, whether they still have parents around or they've got young people around and they don't have enough money and they're helping support their parents and they're helping with their kids, you sort mm-hmm. of have to make sure you take care of yourself, because that's the best gift you can give your kids, is that they don't have to support you.
Yeah, exactly. And on that note, if your kids are still living at home, they should actually ask themselves, if you have to support your kids now, that means chances are your kids are going to have to support you in your retirement years, because you haven't been able to set enough money aside. So if you're living at home and you're adult and your parents are supporting you, just ask yourself, do you want your parents living with you when they have to retire and they can't afford to? Because that's what's going to happen. The parents are going to have to live with the kids.
Wow. It's going to be an interesting next generation or two, isn't it, to see how it all unfolds?
Yeah, it will. And I think, and even seeing like the way they're building various different retirement homes and retirement buildings and things like that, it's going to be very interesting to see how it all plays out with the baby boomers. And because we're an active bunch, a very active bunch.
Yeah, no kidding. We don't want to admit anything that we're getting older.
Exactly.
Leave us on a positive note here for people that maybe struggling, that are worried to bits about this, you know, number and the retirement game. how they can make it work and it's going to be okay.
Okay, there's a couple things they can do. We have an online version of our Unstuck book, and with it comes some worksheets. I give everybody a free consultation. I can talk to them over about a half an hour to see if there's how I can help them, and then give lots of other connections to various different areas that they can, you know, explore different people that maybe they can talk to based on their situation. So
Right. Absolutely,
there's always somebody out there that can help, and they can certainly call me or send me an email, and I'd be more than happy to chat with them.
And I think that's what Jeffrey was saying too, is that, you know, we all run into stuff, but admit it and know when you need help, and there are people out there to help. So make sure you contact Leslie or an advisor. If you want to know more about me or my guest, you can always contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Thank you so much, Leslie, for all your wise words today, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Vicki Waters. Jazz it up for The Cure.
Hi, I'm Robin Muir. If you're acting as a power of attorney for a family member, it can be overwhelming trying to meet their income needs while developing a wealth transfer strategy to beneficiaries for the eventual estate distribution. Hatch & Muir can assist in providing a tax-efficient income to meet your loved one's needs and minimize taxes upon transfer of the assets to the next generation. Let us assist you and integrate our advice with your other professionals to build an effective plan together. Certified financial planners, online at hatchmuir.com. Hatch & Muir, we can help you.
What's wrong, Jimmy?
Grandpa, I'm looking for a mortgage, but I'm in over my head.
I'll tell you the same thing I told your dad years ago. Use a mortgage broker through Great Pacific Mortgage. They can find you interest rates like no one else in Victoria. They're perfect for experienced borrowers like me and for inexperienced borrowers like...
Like me?
Yes, Jimmy. Like you.
Great Pacific Mortgage and Investments, your experienced mortgage experts.
It's a great time to finish up your roofing jobs. That's because right now at the Home Depot, you can get 10% off a pallet or more of top quality Timberline HD in-stock roofing shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. With excellent protection and strength, GAF delivers quality you can trust. 10% off Timberline HD in-stock shingles only at the Home Depot. Offer ends Wednesday, October 21st. In-store only. See store or homedepot.ca for details.
Want to upgrade your old fireplace and been waiting for a great deal? Well, it's here. I'm John Hurley of Gaslight Heat Services, and we will upgrade your old open wood fireplace to a high-efficiency gas fireplace for just $26.99 plus GST. That includes insulation. And this model qualifies for $300 Fortis BC rebate. Upgrade to a high-efficiency gas fireplace today.
Visit Gaslight Heat Services, 3376 Burns Avenue, behind the Red Lion, online at gaslightheat.ca.
Time is running out. The Volkswagen 10 Days to Get a Jetta event ends today. Now is the time to finance select pre-owned Jetta models at 0% for 60 months. And when you do, you'll find the best and largest selection of Volkswagen models to choose from. This offer ends today. Go now. Get your certified pre-owned Volkswagen Jetta before time runs out. Conditions apply. See your dealer or visit VW.ca for full details.
Back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. I am joined by Vicki Waters. Of course, people know her in town from Jazzercise and her nutrition program. Vicki is amazing, simply amazing. She's been a big part of my life, HUD's life, and I thank her muchly for that. And she's doing a fundraiser. How are you, Vicki?
I'm doing really well. How you doing, Patty?
I'm great. Now, you're busy again, like you do so many things, but you're doing a fundraiser. And let's talk about that off the top here. It's Jazz It Up for the Cure. And tell us about the details of that, Vicki.
The details, that'll happen next Saturday, October the 17th, at Shoreline School. And we'll be there between about 12:30 and 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And in that time, we'll be running a couple of classes as well as a stretch segment. We'll have baskets, theme baskets set up, Patty, where mm-hmm. you can throw a few dollars at it and maybe go home with a basket that's worth a few hundred dollars.
Nice.
So we'll have that going on. We'll have a book sale. We're going to have Still Point Community Acupuncture on site doing little acu visits by donation. So up to now, Patty, the Victoria Jazzercise community has raised about $250,000.
Wow.
And we're going to keep working towards a future with no breast cancer.
Wow. And, you know, I know you're a lot about community and service to others, and it's amazing how you can rally people around and help others in such a big way.
Well, I feel very, very thankful to be in a place where, on this island, where community is everything. So it's pretty easy to be the person that just sort of waves a flag around, and everybody's so willing to jump in and participate, Patty.
And you must have run across so many women in Jazzercise and in the nutrition program who have gone through breast cancer.
Yes.
And hopefully
people who
have come out the other side because of some of this fundraising.
Yes, very, very much so. And the cool thing about the money that we raise together here, because even though it's a great event and it's about awareness, at the end of the day, it really is about pulling funds together.
Yes.
We keep the funds here on the island. So that means to me that the people that I know, love, care about are going to be cared for. And the people here that work within that medical community, just amazing. But yes, lots and lots of people. We see so many people go through it and come out on the positive side.
Yes, and, you know, we say prayers to those people. I have a friend, Deb, who is battling breast cancer, and it's been ongoing, and she's amazing. And, you know, to keep that spirit going, and I think she tries to make it easier for everybody around her, you know,
yes,
as opposed to feeling sorry for herself, which you have to do sometimes because it's hard.
Yeah, and she sounds like a hero, just like every one of the people that I've seen go through this are.
So if people want to get a hold of you, Vicki, and know more, how would they do that?
Probably the easiest way is to email me,
mm-hmm,
and I can send out the information, as well as we have an official link via the CBCF, a secure online site, so people want to donate that way.
Okay.
So my email address, Patty,
mm-hmm,
Vicki Waters, and that's V-I-C-K-I, Waters at Telus.net.
Perfect. And if you want to know more too, you can contact me, Patty Mack, lifestylepattymack.com. Let's talk about what you do too. Jazzercise, you have a huge following. You have energy like nobody else. You also have nutrition classes, and they really are about behavior modification and about just sort of being mindful. And, you know, Deepak's in town tonight. And, of course, being mindful is a big part of life in general for you.
It sure is. And, you know, I think for all of us in today's world, it can be so overwhelming, and we're all trying to do so much in what we feel is not enough time. And usually our health and the choices that we make are the things that take the back burner. So my nutrition program is about forming new habits that are about getting healthy and making reasonable choices.
Right. And if one tip today, I think you'd probably tell people move and
yes,
have some water, right?
That's exactly right. It's pretty simple, actually. It's not as difficult as we think. And I also want to say out there, for those of you who feel that you don't have control, you have control. You just need to exercise it.
Well, I'm telling you, when me and my football mom showed up a year ago, you know, I said, well, that's not my weight. That's my sister's, you know. You know, it's amazing. It's not just about the weight. It's about whittling away a bit. And I thought it was impossible. It's my age. It's this, it's that. But, you know, there is
look
hope.
What's happened. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Well, take a look at you. And you're that kind of motivator that kind of, you know, even Hud doesn't go, but he goes for me, and it's like he hears your voice.
Oh, I know. I'm told I'm scary. I don't feel like I am, but whatever works, right, Patty?
You're the best, Vicki Waters. Good luck, and thank you for doing this for the community. We'll see you soon, and Josh, have a great day. And book launch for Hudson is Tuesday at Bowl and 7 o'clock. Hope to see you there. Have a great weekend. Enjoy.
Direct from Las Vegas, from the creators of Oh What a Night, 4x4. Four exciting performers live. 4x4, with that feel-good music you grew up with. A fabulous tribute to the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Bee Gees, and Motown. In one great show. 4x4, Thursday, November 5th, 7 p.m., the McPherson Playhouse, Victoria. Call 386-6121. Relive the memories.
CTV Tuesday.
You want me?
The Flash is threatened.
You're gonna have to catch me.
By a new menace.
Zoom sent me here to kill the Flash.
Showtime.
CTV's The Flash. New episode. Tuesday at 8.
An election like no other goes online like never before. More coverage, more features, more ways to interact and share your views. I'm Lisa LaFlamme. Follow continuing coverage of Election 2015.